Services District Board of Directors meeting for May 9, 2024. Please stand for Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Welcome, everybody. Notification of Open Meetings Act. A copy of the Open Meetings Act, Nebraska Revised State Statute 84-1407 through 84-1414 is posted on the back wall of this meeting room. Prior to turning to the agenda for today's meeting, I would like to announce the procedure that will be used. With respect to each agenda item, the directors will hear the subcommittee chairman's report with their proposals and recommendation. Then the public will be given the opportunity to address the board chair. Lastly, directors will discuss the item and take action. All questions and comments will be addressed to the board chair. We ask that the public not interrupt directors' discussion and action. Thank you. With that, quorum call.
Present.
Bradley.
Here.
Conley.
Present.
Davidson.
Here.
Fowler.
Here.
Henningsen. Jeff.
Here.
McCormick.
Here.
Caesar.
Here.
Thompson. And Chair.
Here. Item four, adoption of agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
And Chair.
Yes. Item five, adoption of consent agenda.
So moved.
Second.
McCormick, second. Caesar, I think. Roll call, please.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Chairman.
Yes. Item six, I have proof of publication of this meeting, and it will become part of the permanent record of the meeting. Let's see here. Also, I didn't note in item three, I do have an excused absence for Director Jim Thompson, who is at his nephew's funeral today. Let's see. Item eight, public comment?
Yeah.
None? We're not doing that?
You can open it up and see if anybody.
Any public comment out there? Open mic?
Public comment for what?
This is.
Jam?
This is the. This is the result of a new statute, a new legislative bill that was passed that all public bodies have to have a public comment period separate from the agenda. So we have either beginning or the end of the meeting.
Thankfully, word has not gotten out yet. Item nine.
It's not entirely clear from the statute, so we're being extra cautious.
Yes.
And you have to have it separate from the agenda, but it's agenda item eight.
Yes.
It's not specific to an agenda item.
Item.
Which we've not allowed in the past.
Yep.
Why are we making it an item then?
Because we're required by law now.
Legislature.
Okay, you're including it in the agenda. Just have it after the meeting.
You can have it after the meeting as well, but not before you adjourn. It's either at the beginning of the meeting or at the end, but you have to have it before you adjourn.
It's progress.
Okay.
Yep, you can make a 3-minute limit. Anyone can say whatever they want.
Can I take the mic?
All right. Item nine, agency association reports and presentations. First up is the Natural Resources Conservation District Conservationist, Kristen Schluter. Welcome.
Thank you. Good afternoon. We've had some exciting changes with personnel. We've been kind of understaffed since I got here, and we're getting a few people on, so that's exciting. Matt Dorn joined us April 29th. He's the new contract technician in Tacoma. And so just a reminder, we're having a really hard time getting the soil conservation technicians on federally, so these contract positions are kind of meant so that we can hire somebody locally and try to get them into our federal position within the year. We also hired a new Pheasants Forever biologist. He'll be starting May 20th. That's Robert Peterson. He will also be in the Takama Field Office, and he brings with him a wealth of technical knowledge related to wildlife. So we're really excited to have both these guys as part of our team. And we're expecting a couple summer interns within our NRD this summer. One will be in Dakota City and beginning June 3rd, and then we're expecting another one in Blair. Start date yet unknown. As far as activities, we're really grateful that the Blair Field Office escaped the damage from the recent tornadoes. That was an exciting day a couple weeks ago. And then all our staff made it home safe, so we're grateful for that. But our thoughts are with those who did experience damage. We're planning some locally led trainings in the June and July time frames for staff. Trainings to focus on some engineering and technology topics, as well as some specific practices common to our NRD. On May 14th, myself and Robert Hall, resource conservationist in Blair, we're going to be meeting with state and national leadership. One of them would be Brian Goosey, who's the director of the Office of Urban Agriculture. We're going to be meeting at City Sprouts in Omaha. City Sprouts was the recipient of one of NRCS's Urban Ag and Innovative Producer Grants. So we're going to be meeting them there this next week. The Blair Field Office is scheduled for a quality assurance review the end of May. So we'll be visited by state and area staff as they review our work. So that's always a fun time. Staff is going to soon be conducting FSA compliance reviews. So our letters went out to producers May 3rd. And those reviews get conducted after planting. And obviously all the recent moisture that we've had, although it's much needed and appreciated, it slowed planting down. So probably also let them likely make a challenging review season for us, as we probably got more erosion this year than we did the last couple years. We've probably got approximately 74 reviews to complete right now within the NRD, and those can always happen to go up if we have people who get whistleblown on. Right now, as far as programs, we accept EQIP and CSP applications on a continuous basis. Staff have been working hard on finishing our 2024 obligations and while continuing to administer our current contracts. All of our local EQIP IRA contracts are obligated, so we had about 25 of those, totaling approximately $460,000. Our state pools and EQIP IRA, we had one in the small-scale urban ag and one in wildlife for approximately $16,000-$17,000. Local CSP IRA, we've had 11 contracts, totaling approximately $323,000. We're almost done with obligating those. Our classic EQIP, we're working on obligating those. Locally, we received $200,000 in funds, and we were able to initially pre-approve about 7 applications in our NRD with that. And obviously, there's slippage, cancellations, so we're going to be working on that in the next month and hopefully try and receive more funds. We've also had approximately another 11 applications get funded through state EQIP pools. Classic CSP, we are just working on pre-approvals on those. CRP, again, we've got continuous CRP sign-up going on that will go till July 31st. We had a few of those that had a May 1 start date, so staff were working on getting those contracts obligated. Grassland CRP sign-up was initially supposed to begin April 29th, but that has been postponed because National is working on some of those details still. So that's all we had for this month. I'd be happy to entertain your questions if you have any.
Lots going on, Kristen.
Questions? Yeah, it's been very busy. Go ahead.
Director Bradley?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Did I hear you say pheasants forever biologist?
Yes. So our biologists that we have on staff, they're kind of a multi-part person. So they're a third basically NRCS funded, a third pheasants forever, and then also a third game and parks. So they've got 3 bosses. So it's kind of hard for them. But Pheasants Forever is kind of the main entity that they work with. And they're located in our office in Takama. And so mostly they help us NRCS-wise a lot with just our CRP as far as doing site visits, recommending practices, recommending management techniques. We also, if we've got any wildlife contracts like through EQIP or whatever, we need a biologist to sign off on those and recommend techniques. And then he also has to spend a certain amount of time with Pheasants Forever programs and then also Game and Parks. So.
Good deal.
Any other questions for Kristen? Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Good report. All right, moving on. Item 9B, Nebraska Association of Resources Districts, Director Rich Teaser.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The NARD will be holding their Republican, their annual basin tour June 10th and 11th in McCook, Nebraska, on the Republican River Basin. And it's my understanding that Directors Bonnet and McCormick will be attending. I'll be there for the meeting. That's my anniversary. My wife is going with me, so she's not allowed to take the bus to it. I wonder why. But I was out there last week or 2 weeks ago for a riparian vegetation management meeting, so I got to see the tour already. But it's going to be a good tour. You'll enjoy it. And that concludes my report, sir.
All right. Thank you, Director Teaser. Item 9C, legislative report. John, you want to take that for Catalyst, I assume?
Yeah, there's no report from Tim's last report last month. But, you know, again, there's kind of talk of a special session, but no set date or even if that will occur. So we'll keep everybody posted. But
all right. All right. Thank you. Item 10A, Programs, Projects, and Operations Subcommittee Report, Director Fred Conley.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Be it resolved that the minutes of the May 7, 2024 meeting of the Programs, Projects, and Operations Subcommittee are accepted, incorporated in these minutes, and the following recommendations for the subcommittee are hereby adopted and approved. 10A1, Fiscal Year 2025 Equipment Requirements. Recommendation that the proposed fiscal 2025 equipment requirements be approved subject to funding in the fiscal year 2025 budget, and that the district's 2017 Bobcat 2 Cat 5600 6CT27 be declared surplus, and that the general manager be authorized to list this equipment for sale with Big Iron Auctions. And I so move.
Okay, public comments on this item? Staff? Directors? Roll call.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Henningsen.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Teaser.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
And Chairman.
Yes.
Item number 10A2, Fifth Addendum to the Agreement with Nebraska Land Trust. Recommendation that the general manager be authorized to execute the proposed fifth addendum to the March 18, 2009 agreement between Papio Missouri River Natural Resources District and the Nebraska Land Trust for cooperative assistance that allows for an additional 3-year district commitment in the amount of $30,000 a year commencing in fiscal year 2025, subject to changes deemed necessary by the general manager and approved as defined by district legal counsel, and I so move.
Any public comments on this item? Any public here? Staff? Directors? Director Chapp?
I'm just curious, what is exactly that, other than $30,000, what is it that we contribute to this?
I'll make sure on their board, so kind of get approved easement. Sorry, I should.
We serve on their board, and we go out and do site visits. We're looking for natural resource significance, historical significance, agricultural significance. So as a board, we kind of come up with decisions on which easements we'd like to move forward on. The big thing is kind of access to highways. So we're not looking to just do an easement for the sake of an easement, but we're kind of finding target areas, Lower Platte Valley, Niobrara Valley, Pine Ridge, those kind of areas that, one, are good for out-of-state residents that are kind of migrating into Nebraska. Areas of land that are close to highways have good access for maybe acreages and buildings and homes. That. So they're looking to keep it in an intact property, not broken up into little pieces. So we do quarterly meetings as well as site visits if it's within our district.
And you're the sole representative of our NRD on this?
Yeah, and also John as well.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Any other director questions? Roll call.
Davidson.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Henningsen.
Yes.
Jack.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Teaser.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Chairman.
Yes.
Thank you. Item 10A3, Elkhorn River Improvement Project Area Assessment. Recommendation that the following resolution be adopted. Elkhorn River Bank Stabilization Improvement Project Annual Operations and Maintenance Assessment. Be resolved by the Board of Directors of the Papio Missouri River Natural Resources District, each of the lots and parcels of ground in Douglas County, Nebraska, identified in the 2024 assessment schedule attached hereto as Exhibit A and incorporated herein by reference, has been specially benefited by the district's program of operations and maintenance upon the construction and capital improvements involved with the district Elkhorn River Bank Stabilization Improvement Project, that the respective amounts appearing opposite the designation of said lots and parcels of ground in said schedule, that such respective amounts appearing opposite said lots and parcels of ground in said schedule are hereby levied as special assessments against such lots and parcels of ground, and that said assessments shall become due 50 days after date, to which shall become due on June 28, 2024, and may be paid within said time without interest. But if not paid by June 28, 2024, each such assessment shall draw interest at the rate of 9% per annum from and after date until delinquent, and from and after date that each installment become delinquent shall draw interest at the rate of 14% per annum until paid. Be it further resolved that the Secretary of the District shall certify a copy of this levy resolution to the County Clerk and County Treasurer of Douglas County, Nebraska, for spreading the same on the tax records of such county, and such special assessments shall be collected by the County Treasurer as provided by law, and I so move.
Any public comments on this item? Staff? Directors? Roll call.
Bellers?
Yes.
Henningsen?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
McCormick?
Yes.
Yes.
Bonnet?
Yes.
Bradley?
Hi.
Davidson?
Yes.
And Chairman?
Yes.
10A4, Papillion Creek Watershed Partnership Interlocal Agreement. Recommendation that the General Manager be authorized to execute the proposed interlocal agreement for the continuation of the Papillion Creek Watershed Partnership between the communities of Bellevue, Boys Town, Gretna, La Vista, Omaha, Papillion, Ralston, Sarpy County, and the Papio Missouri River NRD, subject to changes deemed necessary by the General Manager and approved as to form by District Legal Counsel, and I so move.
Any comments on this item? Directors? Roll call.
Henningsen?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
McCormick?
Yes.
Caesar?
Yes.
Bonnet?
Yes.
Bradley?
Yes.
Conley?
Hi.
Davidson?
Yes.
Bellers?
Yes.
Chairman?
Yes.
Item 10A5, Financial Assistance to the Nebraska Game and Parks Commission for the Summit Lake SRA. Recommendation that the General Manager be authorized to pay an annual $40,000 district contribution to the Nebraska Game and Park Commission for the next four fiscal years, 2025 through 2028, to assist in the operation and management of the Summit Lake State Recreation Area, beginning on or about July 1st, 2024, and I so move.
Any comments on this item? Staff, directors? What a bargain. Roll call.
Don't say that loud.
Yes.
McCormick?
Yes.
Caesar?
Yes.
Bonnet?
Yes.
Bradley?
Yes.
Conley?
Hi.
Davidson?
Yes.
Bellers?
Yes.
Henningsen?
Yes.
Chairman?
Yes.
And that completes my report, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Director Conley. Item 10B, Finance, Expenditure, and Legal Subcommittee, Director Rich Teaser.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Be it resolved, the minutes of the May 7th, 2024 meeting of the FEL Subcommittee are hereby accepted and incorporated into these minutes, and the following recommendations of the Subcommittee are hereby adopted and approved. 1, budget reallocation for Dam Site 12 land acquisition. Recommendation that the Board of Directors allow funds from account 0203, 4430566, dam site 7, land rights be transferred to account 02034430570, dam site 12, land rights, in order to purchase tracts 1 and 2 at dam site 12, and I so move.
Public comments on this item? Staff? Directors? Roll call.
McCormick.
Yes.
Teasley.
Yes.
Conley.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Henningsen.
No.
Jack.
Yes.
Henningsen.
Yes.
Item 2, Glacier Creek Professional Services account 01074400283, over 110%. Recommendation that the account for Glacier Creek Professional Services 01074400283 be allowed to exceed the budgeted amount up to $45,000, and I so move.
Any public comments on this item? Staff? Directors? Director Jack.
Are we selling like mitigation credits through this Glacier Creek yet, or what are we doing?
We will have that capability, yeah. Ian, you want to fill?
Yeah, we have sold a few pre-credits. We're awarded some up front before the site establishes, so we've sold a few of them, but kind of waiting until we get more to sell more, basically.
What would that be?
There's a monitoring schedule for the next 5 years, so I think after 2 years of monitoring, we're awarded another 35% or so, and then later on, when it's fully monitored.
Does there seem to be a demand for this?
Yeah, we when we first finished the site, we had quite a few inquiries, but before we have the site established, we don't want to sell off all the credit we have. So.
Mm-hmm. What was the last price we got for the...
The Glacier set at $100,000.
$100,000, yeah.
Yeah, per credit.
Per acre?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Any other director questions, comments? Thank you, Ian. Roll call.
Teasley.
Yes.
Conley.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Henningsen.
No.
Jack.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
And Chairman.
Yes.
Item 3, Missouri River Levy Certification of Professional Services account 01034400560, over 110%. Recommendation that the account for the Missouri River Levy Certification of Professional Services 01034400560 be allowed to exceed the budget amount up to $49,200, and I so move.
Any comments on this item? Staff or directors? Director Tenningson?
Yeah. So as I understand, we signed a contract for 49 and some change. 49.2 is essentially the contract amount. Is that right?
The contract's like $4 million. It's because it's been over so many years. There was 49,000 left when we came into this fiscal.
Okay. And we only budgeted $40,000 for that?
Yeah.
On what was our basis for only budgeting $40,000?
So when we were putting the budget numbers together,
do we keep track in an organized way of situations like this where there's $49,000 in a contracted amount, but we just guess and only budget a portion of that? So do we know of all the programs and line items that we have in the budget of what our exposure would be if things come in a little earlier than we guess? Okay. And so, right, if we keep track of that, what's kind of right now, what's our extra exposure for our guesses?
I don't know.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I guess you, as we get to the end of our fiscal year, you can see we've got these two items.
I mean, we had one of these in November, I think. So it's not like it's just an end of fiscal year thing. We have a bunch of areas where we're just guessing so that the budget doesn't reflect our actual exposure. Okay, thank you.
Any other director questions or comments?
I
Given that this has been going on for so long, where exactly are we at? Do we know where we're at as far as a finality to this certification process?
To this project?
This actual project?
Yeah, so this project is done. And so we're just waiting for, yeah, it's complete. And so we're waiting for FEMA to certify the levees per the engineer's specifications.
Is it just FEMA or is it the Army Corps as well?
Army Corps, they're not out of it. Yeah, get a couple updated, man. But.
So FEMA has some comments on our accreditation package. And so those are being addressed. And really, probably this last week went back to FEMA for their final review, but we were able to address them all. So we expect them to sign off on that. The contractor is really just waiting on a couple of pieces that need to be fabricated for a gate closure. And that's really it. And we're closing out as-builts and we're closing out the contract. So this is 100% done for the professional services contract.
When is the next recertification required?
So that is triggered by new flood maps. Okay. So let's hope not for a very, very, very long time.
Very good. Great job. Thank you.
Anyone else? Directors? Roll call.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley. Davidson.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Henningsen.
No.
Jack.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Sherman.
Yes.
That concludes my report, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, thank you, Director Teaser. Item 11, Treasurer's Report, Director Tim Fowler.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to take items A through I, all inclusive, and the reports be affixed to and made part of the minutes, and I so move.
Second by Director Bradley. Any comments, questions about the Treasurer's Report, albeit brief? Anyone? Directors? Roll call.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Henningsen.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Chairman.
Yes. Thank you, Director Fowler. Item 12, we need to take from table and consideration of amendments to district policies proposed at the Board of Directors meeting on April 11, 2024.
So we need a motion to take from the table.
So we need a motion.
I'll move for that.
Tim McCormick making the motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
Phil Davidson. Any comments or questions on this item? Staff directors? It's all done last month. Okay, roll call.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Henningsen.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Chairman.
Yes. Okay, moving on. Chairman's report. Just a couple items.
We need to go on that item. We need a motion to approve the amendment.
Oh.
You took it off. I need to approve. Yeah. Now it needs to be.
All right. Now we need a motion.
I'll move.
Second.
Tim and Phil.
First effort.
They tied. So whoever you want to pick.
All right. Comments, questions, staff directors, roll call.
Davidson.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Henningsen.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Chairman.
Yes. Thank you, Phillip. I forget that sometimes. All right, item 13, a few items. Many of you were involved with Dom's Park, and I think John and I and Patrick.
And Director Jeff.
And Director Jeff were at the unveiling here a couple years ago. Very special day. Well, I think it's worth noting that the Dominic Walters Foundation has given to the PAPU NRD $68,182. For a 20 by 40 all steel shelter to be built right next to Dom's Park. They paid for the drawings, the freight, and the installation. So that's all gonna get done by the Walters Foundation, which is pretty special. In return, they asked that we seal, I think, Dom's Park The what do you call it?
The rubber matting.
The rubber matting, which of course
which needed it anyway.
Yeah, which is a tiny item. So pretty neat deal there. Secondly, I don't know how many homes were lost a couple weeks ago in the tornadoes, but certainly hundreds of homes were and thousands of trees. We had between 200 and 300 extra blue spruce trees, which Great Plains Nursery is taking in, and they are going to fertilize and try to get them really going and give them away as needed next year. So that's, you know, probably a stamp on the wall, but it's a start, right? It's a start for new trees. So that's pretty cool. And then lastly, I just want to say thank you to Directors Bonnet and McCormick and Teaser for heading out to McCook here in a few weeks. So thanks for doing that. That's important that you guys are out there, and we can't wait to hear about it and how much fun you have. So with that, moving on, item 14, General Manager Report, John Winkler.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Information education highlights. Westmont Elementary is one of 60-plus schools and youth organizations that participate in our Education Trees and Seeds program. This year, the students took home the Colorado spruce seedlings that Director McCormick talked about. Sapinski, sorry, I'm getting everything. Personnel miscellaneous items. Happy NRD on behalf of the Lower Platte Weed Management Area received bids for a select qualified bidders list on April 12th for drone services. Six bids were received. Five bidders were qualified for the selected bidders list. The Lower Platte Weed Management Area partners approved the select bidders list at their April meeting. So this will be for spraying invasive species with drones instead of the helicopter. I want to congratulate Bill Benda, completing the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers required National Association of Sewer Service Companies Pipeline Assessment Certification Program, NASCO. The NASCO training is a two-day live webinar-based program with a certification exam. Appreciate Bill's hard work in completing that and getting that certification. The field office will be holding their annual computer and electronics recycling collections on May 21st and 23rd. These collections are very popular and great service to the public. We dispose of computers, monitors, printers, office equipment, TVs. It's amazing how many of those old TVs are still around, and much more. So I want to thank all the employees that volunteer for those collections. And there are a lot of work, but they always operate flawlessly. Report on purchases, construction services, professional service, personal properties attached, as well as the current and ongoing projects with the district legal counsel. The Papillion Creek Watershed Partnership Report the meeting was held on April 25th. The minutes are attached. The next meeting will take place May 23rd. Southern Sarpy Partnership did not meet in April. However, this month's meeting took place on May 2nd. Also, I'd like to thank Marty and Tracy. They put together, and if you see in front of you, the total watershed structures built from 1961 to 2022. A question came up on what is the age of some of our dams in the district. So this refers to what those ages are, the number when they were completed. So thank them for putting that together. And that way you can get a look and see how we have some very old ones and then obviously some newer ones. Also, so after the tornado on April 26th, we did reach out to Paul Johnson at Douglas County Emergency Management and NEMA. To ask them if they needed any assistance from the district, either heavy equipment, or if we needed any volunteers. Also, several NRDs contacted me and said if we needed extra help, they would be willing to send equipment and personnel. When I talked to both of them, which is a great thing, they said we have more volunteers than we can manage. And so they did not need our assistance, but it stands and it's out there if they do need that. We did kind of reach out to see if we could help, but they had more than enough. So that concludes my report.
All right, thank you.
I have one question. Yeah. The collections, May 21st and
23rd.
In the usual places?
Or? Yes. Yeah, I don't think they, we got a flyer here. I think there's a flyer.
See one?
Okay, well, I'll get you the locations and locations. But I think they're in the same spots that they were.
I just had one more comment, I guess. In December of 2021, the board voted 9-0 to okay the HDR to do engineering for a project, a 319 water quality project up in Washington County, and that was just recently bid out, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Will we be voting on that sometime?
Yeah, so... So it was supposed to be on this agenda, and then we delayed it till next month. And actually, it worked out that we did because there are some issues with the bid that HDR is clarifying with the contractor. So there were some bid items that didn't appear to match what the other bidders submitted, and so there was some concern that something was missed. So HDR is working with that contractor to get some guarantees that if it is awarded, that they're guaranteeing that price and that there won't be a huge amount of change orders to make up for what's missed.
Right.
Once that's completed, then we will bring this back in June onto the
agenda. That particular bid came in at about 50%.
Yes, it was an extremely good bid. I talked to some of the other vendors, and they were they thought they bid low, and it's $1 million less than the next one. And so it kind of raised a little bit of question. So we want to make sure that it's actually not too good to be true, and that it's a true bid.
So we'll be on June's?
Yes, agenda? Yes.
Okay,
yep.
Anyone else? Questions? Comments? All right. Thank you, John. Item 15, informational items. Please note the two upcoming holidays, May 27th for Memorial Day and June 19th for Juneteenth. And our next meeting, of course, is June 13th here at the NRC. And with that, we are adjourned.